Espresso English Podcast, Episode 26. 18 different phrasal verbs with the word take. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. A phrasal verb is a main verb plus a preposition. As you'll see from this lesson, the same main verb can have many different prepositions associated with it. The verb take, for example, can be used as a phrasal verb in 18 different ways. Here we go. Number 1. Take after somebody. If you take after somebody, it means you have a similar appearance or personality to this person. We usually say that somebody takes after one of their relatives, their family members. For example, she takes after her mother. They have the same green eyes and curly brown hair. John is such a funny person. He takes after his grandfather, who is a comedian. Number 2. Take something apart. This means to separate something into parts. For example, the technician is taking apart the TV so that he can fix it. The opposite of take something apart is to put something back together. Number 3. Take something back. This phrasal verb actually has two different meanings. To take something back can mean to return something to a store. For example, the jeans I bought were too small, so I took them back and exchanged them for a larger size. And take something back can also mean to admit that something you said was wrong. For example, I'm sorry I said you were stupid. I take it back. Number 4. Take something down. This also has two meanings. It can mean to separate a structure into parts. For example, after the circus was over, the workers took down the big tents. Or, take something down can also mean to write information on paper. For example, she took down my address and phone number and said she'd call me later. You can also use the phrasal verb write down. She wrote down my address. Number 5. Take somebody in. To take somebody in means to let somebody stay in your house, usually for an extended period of time. For example, my friend lost his job and his apartment, so I took him in for a month. Number 6. Take something in. This phrasal verb has two meanings. To receive and understand information. For example, the instructor spoke so fast that I couldn't take in all the information. We can also use take something in to talk about making clothing smaller so that it fits you. For example, I love this dress, but it's a little too loose. Could you take it in an inch? Number 7. Take off. Take off has three different meanings. It can mean an airplane leaving the ground and going up into the air. For example, what time does the plane take off? A second meaning of take off is to become successful or popular very fast. For example, in the last few years, social media sites have taken off all over the world. And finally, take off has an informal meaning, to leave a place suddenly. For example, he was at the party for about 15 minutes, and then he took off. Number 8. Take something off. This can be used for removing a piece of clothing from your body. For example, I always take off my shoes as soon as I get home. We can also take time off, meaning not go to work for a period of time. For example, Jamie took 3 days off to go skiing in the mountains. Number 9. Take something on means accept some work or responsibility. For example, Do you have time to take on a new project? Number 10. Take somebody on. This can mean to hire or employ somebody. For example, the company has taken on 3 new staff members. Or take somebody on can mean to fight or compete against somebody. For example, in tonight's boxing match, Antonio will take on an undefeated boxer from Argentina. Number 11. Take somebody out. This means to go with somebody to a restaurant or movie and pay for their food or ticket. For example, I'm taking my girlfriend out to dinner on our anniversary. Number 12. Take something out means to remove something from a place. For example, I took the letter out of the envelope. Number 13. Take something out on somebody. This phrasal verb means to treat an innocent person badly because you are tired and stressed or angry about something else. For example, hey, I know you had a terrible day at work, but don't take it out on me. Number 14. Take over something means to take control. For example, Germany took over several other countries during World War II. Number 15. Take somebody through something. This means to explain something to somebody in detail. For example, let me take you through the procedure for operating this machine. Number 16. Take up something. This phrasal verb has 2 meanings. Take up can mean to fill space or time. For example, these books are taking up all the space in my room. Or, I'm working on an urgent project that's taking up all my spare time. Take up can also mean to start doing something regularly. For example, I've recently taken up yoga. Number 17. Take somebody up on something. This means to accept an offer or invitation from that person. For example, if you have a colleague from China and she says, "When you travel to China, you're welcome to stay at my house," you can respond, "Really? I might take you up on that." This means I might accept your invitation. And number 18. Take something up with somebody. This means to complain to someone about a problem. For example, if you don't like the way I do my job, take it up with my manager. Phrasal verbs are extremely common in spoken English, and there are thousands of phrasal verbs in the language. If you want to be fluent in English, then you need to know phrasal verbs. But what's the best way to learn them? I think the most natural way to learn phrasal verbs is in context. This helps you remember them better. If you're interested in learning phrasal verbs the most natural way through dialogues and conversations, check out the Phrasal Verbs in Conversation course. It has conversation-based lessons that will show you how phrasal verbs are used in everyday situations. And there are plenty of quizzes and exercises for you to practice using the phrasal verbs in your own English. To take this course, visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Phrasal Verbs in Conversation. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500+ real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.